Hi guys, Shai here, raising the frequency, Israel. It's morning here, it's 10 minutes to 9, and I'm going to show you a brief, I didn't make it, but a brief presentation. It takes something like 12 minutes, and it's actually, it's quite interesting if you haven't seen it. It's about the declining of the virus, the declining of the virus, naturally, not because of the quarantine. And I want you to see these graphs, this number, this presentation, and judge for yourself. It's quite interesting, to be honest. So I don't know if I'm heard, so give me a second. I just want to see. Give me a second. I just want to make sure it's all good, because I'm going to play some, the presentation has some sound in it. So I just want to make sure it's all right technically. And I want you to see this.
Yes.
Excellent. Right. Here we go. You ready? So I'm going to take away this and show you that. Ready? Here we go. Enjoy.
Critical, you see and understand. Government killer, the chart that proves the crisis was over before lockdown. This will be a very short video. We will be publishing our 4th April data chart update shortly. However, this one slide is new, and it will take down the US and UK governments if it is properly understood. Based on the Imperial College COVID-19 response team's work, later published on the 16th March, the UK Prime Minister went on television, and he and the UK Chief Medical Officer announced that 80% of the UK could become infected and 1%, cited in the media as 530,000 Britons, could die. On the 16th March, when the formal report was published, the figures cited were 81% infected and 510,000 UK deaths and 2.2 million American deaths in an unmitigated, free society. We have already extensively demonstrated with our calculations and charts that such claims were plucked out of thin air, exaggerating the real risk 150 times. However, some people seem to find it difficult, not our viewers fortunately, to recognize where the chart is pointing. So I finally did a different chart based on the growth rate of the virus. Viewers familiar with our work will know that the virus does not, as claimed in social media, spread exponentially. The ICCRT response team knows that also. The chart on page 7 of their report shows a classic normal-like distribution. It accelerates, then decelerates, then goes over the top, before rapidly descending once more to oblivion. It resembles a ball thrown into the air. It goes up, but is immediately decelerating. It is curling over. It is obvious as soon as we see a ball curling, that is not going into orbit. You don't have to wait for it to start falling to know that is precisely what is going to happen. Likewise here, this is the infamous ICCRT chart, which claimed that 510,000 Britons and 2.2 million Americans would die in an unmitigated, i.e. free, society. Here we highlight the critical phases of this normal-like curve: acceleration, deceleration, and curlover. For the pilots or air-minded among you, this resembles Chuck Yeager's attempt to beat the world height record in an F-104. The fighter's initial takeoff and climb, the rocket-assisted lunge to height, and the fade and curl over the top. That didn't end so well to him, but he was alive at least. The point is, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to visualize this sort of trajectory. As soon as a ball is thrown into the air, you can see it decelerating and know it's not going into orbit. As soon as you see the virus decelerating, you know it's not going into orbit. The crisis is over, though the contagion will continue until exhausted. The much vaunted peak is a distraction for the public. It's why we can't be sure and have to keep the lockdown measures in place. Really? We've highlighted the curlover in our charts, and it's abundantly clear Once that happens, that the numbers are never going to remotely approach the threat. The government claims it's lockdown that's saving us. No, these curves were well defined long before lockdown and unaltered at this point by lockdown. Save this chart. I'll put it full screen for a few moments. It's one of two that gives you, not me, the power to bring down the governments of the US and UK. This is the growth rate of each country's cases. When the rate declines to 1, there is no further growth. Today's cases equals 1 times yesterday's cases. Look at that massively pronounced Italy curve. The height of the curve equals growth rate factor. The angle of the curve is acceleration, climbing, and deceleration, descending. The previous hump chart was cases, and cases per day is speed, distance over time. The horizontal dot dash line is a constant acceleration at 1.4. Each day, 40% more cases are reported, the infamous and false exponential meme. Italy, green, shows a hump or changing acceleration. It is a second order derivative. From 10% more cases today than yesterday, it climbs to e.g. 20% more cases tomorrow than today, and 40% more cases the day after that. You don't need to understand the principles to recognize what the chart is saying and why it's important, but very briefly, here's some examples. 1, 2, 3, 4 is decelerating. Plus 100%, plus 50%, plus 33%. 1, 2, 4, 8, constant rate. Times 2, exponential. 1, 2, 8, 64, accelerating. Times 2, times 4, times 8. What matters, though, is when. It's obvious that Italy humps, and look at the date. By 3rd of March, the infamous 530,000 deaths speech, Italy is already curling over, decelerating. This is the case growth rate curl over, not the case rate. Even as the PM gave his speech, he and his advisers had access to this information. So either they are stupid, or they chose to ignore this, as well as all the other measures we've provided. By 16th March, the infamous Imperial College 510,000 UK deaths, 2.2 million Americans in an unmitigated free society, Germany and Sweden were plateaued and heading down. UK was plateaued. The crisis was over even as they issued that report. You think that's coincidence? Burn that memory into your brain. The crisis was over even as they issued their report. Yes, the contagion would grow, but a reducing rate. And like a ball thrown into the air, its fall to earth was inevitable, and at figures far lower, as our charts illustrate, than the infamous estimates. Perhaps you should contact Popular Mechanics, whose imaginative melting airplanes and folding wings raised the debunking conspiracy theories' absurdities to new heights. Perhaps they can explain why the smartest people in Britain chose to issue a report scaring 66 million people when they already knew the crisis was over. And by the 23rd, the declaration of lockdown, Italy had collapsed as a threat. Sweden was in strong decline, and the UK and Germany were gently subsiding. Precisely when the government could have used basic analysis to reassure the people, they chose to do exactly the opposite, pluck a number out of thin air and scare them into lockdown. You've seen numerous times, if you've watched our videos, the simple numeric estimates that show the absurdity of what the government chose and their determined effort to ignore the only real-world data. You've seen in our curves, tracking the countries, now 42 of them by request, that like an arrow or dart thrown at a target, it's not hard to suggest where they're going to land. We might aim at a dartboard and be off by an inch or two, maybe 6 inches if we're not that skilled. The government would have us believe you can miss by 75 feet. The game is up. Between arithmetic and simple comparisons, 3,000 over there in Hubei, 3,000 over here in Britain, trajectories, the curves, their levels and projected levels, and the timing shown here, it's all over. Like the ball in the air, or the curves here, it's already over. The US and UK governments have already fallen. It's just not happened yet. They have, I was going to say a few minutes, but these charts are already out there. So no, even doing a Dr. Kelly on me cannot stop this now. And remember, it's not my accusation. It's their own data. If they attempt to discredit me or disappear me, and that is a common enough tale, then you become the secret holder. All of you. To protect two Western governments, two of the most powerful in the world, and sadly then Canada's also, and every country that liaised with them, and who received and studied the Imperial College report, and who implemented draconian lockdowns and loss of liberty on their people, to protect that, their control over a minimum of 420 million people, US, UK and Canada, do you think that would be worth a visit, a suicide, the destruction of a reputation? So from this point forward, remember, it's the data that condemns them, not me. It's their actions that condemn them, not me. It's their knowledge, even, as they acted, that condemns them, not me. And it's their choice to ignore real-world data and pluck a number out of thin air that condemns them, not me. You are now informed, you are now a witness, you are now an accuser, if you understand what we've shared. It's all there in World Health Organization daily situation reports. It's all official government data. Their own data condemns them. What you do with that, I leave to you. Personally, I would say that anyone in a position of authority, anyone elected, anyone in uniform, has failed utterly and has revealed their willingness to coerce and control you in complete disregard to the very principles of freedom and democracy that they say we're supposed to live under. Do not tolerate a mistake by the Imperial College, deeply regretted by your leaders, and outraged by your senators, representatives, governors, and members of Parliament. Every one of them has lived off you. Every one of them failed to do the most basic common sense check before consenting to constrain and imprison you in your own country without cause or charge. I do not believe that any mechanism of government should escape after this betrayal. Store the PDF of this video quickly, because we have come to the point where the evidence is clear and against the very people who control our media and our nations. Only you can bring the governments down that have so treated you. I have given you the information. It is their information. I hope for a long and fruitful life. I may not enjoy one. And my reputation and my family may be destroyed. But it doesn't matter as long as you have this safe and you do not let people forget. Thank you for listening or watching. Feel free to get in touch, andrew@peerlessreads.com or andrew@amather.com. Either should get to me.
So thank you very much for Andrew for this presentation. Please use this video. Please share this video. It's in English. It can be viral. And as Andrew said here in this presentation, the data is actually coming from these organizations like the WHO and government research facilities. It comes directly from them. It's time for us to do something about it. Thank you very much, guys. All the best. Let me just see if there's any comments here. Yes. Anyway, just share this video. Thank you very much, guys. All the best.